My name is Stephen Hahn. I'm the golf editor at the 19th Hole magazine and course ranking panelist, Golf Digest.
And this is in the United States?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. We're based out of Atlanta. Thank you.
Okay, so this is your first trip over here?
It is my second visit to Thailand, but my first time playing golf here.
Okay, so now you've played three or four clubs in the last few days. So far, how do you find the quality of the courses here compared with back at home in the States?
I think as a vacation destination, number one, what I'd say is we've seen four, and we've seen an incredible variety. A lot of what we golf writers have been talking about is it's so difficult to try and compare this one versus Siam Country Club, for example, or the Nicklaus course. Everything's a blur.
Lam Chabang.
Lam Chabang, I'm sorry. I think the variety is unique. And from what I understand, we haven't been to Chiang Mai yet, but when we get up there, it will be another level of golf. And although I won't get to see it, Phuket apparently is another destination. So for a country that's not as large, I'm finding it incredibly surprising and a wonderful surprise to see so much variety for a golf vacationer. Quality-wise, I think it's up there with most of the world's golf destinations. I can't see – if you had to balance out the quality of the golf courses here, if you were vacationing here, and mixed in all the cultural aspects of visiting Thailand – so far, I haven't seen a place that might be as much as interesting, especially if it's a couple's retreat.
Now, on a more serious note, you go out and actually sort of value and register, if you like, golf courses to how good they are. How do you actually go about telling what is your idea of a good golf course?
I don't know that it's my personal idea of what a good golf course is. What we do at Golf Digest is we have eight different criteria of how we evaluate a golf course. You may or may not agree with the way we do it. But after we have played a golf course, and usually I'll wait a few days, let it all sink in and work off of memory. I take photographs on the golf course. I keep notes as I'm playing, and I go back to that. And then I ask those eight specific questions. And while some may escape me, there are shot value, resistance to scoring, ambiance, design variety, memorability, and I'm only missing one. I'm sorry, but I will get that to you. And but you would ask that question. If it interested you, very, very simply put, if we said we look at a golf course and say we want design variety, we want par threes to be of different lengths throughout the golf course. If the golf course offers you a 145-yard shot repeatedly on every par three or three of the four par threes, that clearly wouldn't be very much variety.
So if we say the caddy says to you, aim your first shot at the coconut and avoid the pineapples on the right, would that create something special for you?
I think it is special. We saw scenery today. Although you might expect that we would have run into as many palm trees down when we were beachside at Pattaya, clearly there are more palm trees here, at least in play, than we saw up in Pattaya. I think it's fabulous. It has exotic written all over it. I can't imagine somebody not having a good time out there.
Thanks a lot.